Our leader writes in the textbook, quote, "The manifestation of God through mortals is as light passing through the window pane. The light and the glass never mingle, but as matter, the glass is less opaque than the walls. The mortal mind through which truth appears most vividly is that one which has lost much materiality, much error, in order to become a better transparency for truth. Then, like a cloud melting into thin vapor, it no longer hides the sun." Close quote. Let us dwell on this thought and see if it does not convey a clear concept of God's infinite presence, His omnipresence. If you see a light shining through glass, even though they do not mingle, yet the light occupies exactly the same place that the glass does. Think how close the light is to the glass, how it penetrates and warms it. Now, think of God just as close to you this moment and every moment, permeating your very being with spiritual ideas, with the glory of eternal life, until you feel this warmth of love glowing in your consciousness. Does not this give you a loving concept of God's immediate presence and enable you to give a real, life-giving, ever-living treatment? Just as the light shines through the glass, so is the unseen presence of God throughout all space, ever present to meet our every need. In this way, you have found the very heart of prayer, of knowing, quote, "man's likeness to God and man's unity with truth and love," close quote. Man's only true substance. In this earnest prayer, we see that God is ever shining through the very thoughts we are entertaining, and we feel His nature and presence. Thus, right out in what seems to be empty space, when we are detached from all material sense, we enter the realm of spiritual consciousness and recognize that, quote, "God is at once the center and circumference of being." Close quote. We can then say with understanding, quote, "In Him we live and move and have our being." Close quote. Do we find time each day for great refreshment in prayer? We certainly should, for we need it. And the world needs our earnest prayer for God's guidance in every activity and for our beloved America. When we consider that the whole world, outside of Christian scientists, is believing in evil, we realize how important our work is to know evil's nothingness and the omnipresence of God, infinite good, and to awaken the world to this fact. It is the command of Jesus to go out into the world, preach the gospel, and heal the sick of mind and heart, externalized physically. When John went to the Isle of Patmos, what did he do? He went to the sea, and when he had seen the nothingness of all evil, he saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. through spiritual vision, he transcended the human, the belief in God and devil, spirit and matter, truth and error, life and death. Today, we are having to sail the sea of human concepts, mortal arguments of fear, hate, envy, destruction, etc. And Mrs. Eddy has taught us how to do it. Healing is not the endeavor to change or to restore something. It is the process of knowing the true being, which is already whole and perfect. We do not try to make a treatment heal, for you cannot keep a right treatment from healing if you make your contact with God. In the case of the withered hand, the widow's son raised from the dead, the lunatic boy, just what really constituted their difficulties? Were they primarily physical, or were they mental images externalized? Were they phases of mortal belief, of fear, hatred, and rebellion, operating and binding the individual consciousness, or were they physical? Jesus healed them mentally. Disease is mental, falsely mental, even though it registers as physical phenomenon, or what is called matter, which is mindless and senseless. Being entirely mental, these beliefs can be changed and uprooted. Jesus healed every disease, even lack and suffering, and he did it all by knowing the, quote, truth that makes free, close quote, free from every argument of evil. It takes spirituality to neutralize the aggressive, magnetic fixedness of these many false beliefs. The human mind cannot do it. The presence of all faculties of reason, revelation, and ability to draw conclusions is called the presence of mind. These words, when understood in their true meaning, have presence and indicate what God is. We must realize that there is a power always available to you, always present and operating for you, bigger than any person or set of persons, greater than any organization or belief in organization, superior to any circumstance or combination of circumstances. Man can never be redeemed while he believes evil is real. He can only be rescued. Jesus knew that in all the infinity of God, there was nothing like sickness, old age, blindness, or a withered hand. He knew that God is all. God created all and pronounced it good. Then it must be complete and perfect. And man, his image and likeness, is complete and perfect. When we are looking to and accepting a limited sense of things and the false sense of manhood and womanhood, we are embodying in our thought all of the burdens, sorrows, and sufferings of mortal mind. This is not man. It is not of God's creating. We do not accept man as material and imperfect, and then endeavor to remake him in the image and likeness of God. The real and only man is sustained by God. Since creation is complete and perfect, every idea must, of necessity, be complete and perfect. Do we accept this fact and continually hold it in consciousness? To know this is possession and will help in meeting claims of lack and limitation. You must have a settled consciousness of the possession of your things, your God-given heritage, your health, joy, thoughts, ability, etc., that will not permit intrusion or robbery. How can you claim dominion over what you do not claim and do not believe you possess? As we acquire this sense of completeness, of possession, we will see that a sense of loss is impossible, and will find ourselves progressing in every line. Take possession of health and wealth, of ability and progress. They are all mental and are yours. Let the result be what divine mind decides, and not what some mortal thinks. Stop talking and claiming disease, lack, loss, and trouble. What happens to resentment and self-pity when you cease talking and thinking about them? God does not expect you to deny Him. He has a purpose for you, and no belief of age, injustice, lack, or misfortune can stay His hand. He is working in you to accomplish good. Listen to Him, not to mortal man or mortal mind. Go forward. Back of every spiritual fact is all the power of infinite truth. And truth knows nothing about material age or material birth. These divine truths are dynamic and irresistible and will dip right down into your problem. Spiritual facts are active, eternally active, and they accept God as all, as both cause and effect. A Christian Science treatment is an eternal fact. Do not think it will heal now, but that in the end the patient will die. Ignorance of God is the only patient, and it never had any life. There is nothing to die. Every real treatment is God's treatment and is enforced by infinite power.